And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Yeah, this one's my fault. What's up, everybody? No Dunks Podcast. Coming at you live, emergency pod, to talk about Kyrie Irving. I say it's my fault because on our Friday drop podcast, I said, hey, you never know if we'll see each other on Monday or if not before, because it is trade deadline week coming. And here we go, on a Friday, Kyrie Irving dropping a bomb on the NBA. The Nets All-Star guard, Kyrie Irving, has requested a trade. Our guy Shams all over it, and then everybody confirming it. The franchise has been informed that Kyrie prefers to move on, or ahead, really, of the February 9th trade deadline. Or he's going to leave in free agency in July. That's the ultimatum. The Nets apparently recently offered Kyrie an extension with guarantee stipulations, according to league sources, an offer which he declined. Tassie, my man, I'm sure you were enjoying a nice Friday afternoon. I don't know what you were going to get up to. And then this one hits the NBA Twitter airwaves, and here we are. For our second time, I'd like to point out, doing a Nets emergency podcast about a superstar demanding and requesting a trade. We did it for KD. He's still there, and now we're doing it for Kyrie.
So should we be surprised because we already did one for KD? I say, yeah. Even for Kyrie and the Nets, my first reaction was, what? I thought it wouldn't happen. I just thought it wouldn't happen. After, listen, both guys seemingly wanted out. Should we be surprised because that was just last summer? But I thought they would be ready and willing to bear down for a few months, especially because Kyrie Irving said last season sitting out because he was decided not to get vaccinated cost him a 4-year max extension. I thought he was going to play just to earn that max extension. And also I thought he was friends with Kevin Durant. I mean, they can't just do it for a few months. Didn't you think that they would just bear down and play for these few months? Really, we've gotten 2.5 months since Kyrie Irving was suspended by the Nets for posting that anti-Semitic movie on his Instagram story. And now he wants out. And now he says that 5-game suspension really peeved me off. I think that seemingly is a part of it. And he couldn't just suck it up. That's my surprise. Even though I guess I shouldn't be, Skeets. I shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, we shouldn't be surprised with this guy, unfortunately. It's surprising because the Nets were playing well. You know, they obviously have been missing Durant here. They were losing some games, more games than they were when they were all playing. But this team is 31-20. Like, they're good for fourth place in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
You know, he's been great. Kyrie, he's going to be an all-star starter here. Somebody's going to draft him. And I'm going to... I wouldn't be shocked if he'll demand a trade when he gets drafted by Team Giannis or Team LeBron, you know, after playing a minute or something. Anyway, he's played, you know, scoring 27 a game, 5 assists. Like, he's been good when he's playing. I mean, when we're just talking about the basketball. And we had been for a little bit. So why now? What's going on in Kyrie's world over the last 24, 48 hours, whenever he's decided to make this request? I am convinced this guy just sets a Google reminder to go off every couple weeks that says, be dramatic, cause headlines, whatever, you know, stir shit up, whatever he puts in his calendar that it's like set to like go off every couple of weeks. I guess it went off here this morning because just the timing of this is, it's even for him a little perplexing.
And I wonder if he's costing himself more money. That's my surprise with the whole thing, because he's an unrestricted free agent this offseason. And he thinks that he could have signed a max deal in the offseason. He obviously got an offer from the Nets, as you said, that had some What are those guarantees? I didn't even see.
Yeah, I just was in Chom's article there up on The Athletic. There wasn't specifics about that. Yeah, extension with guarantee stipulations. I mean, that could be, with him, that could be anything.
Yeah, games that played could be most games likely. Played.
Games played most likely. That could be, don't post crazy conspiracy shit to your Instagram stories. I guess if you want to like put on the tinfoil hat, the timing of all of this, I know Dragonfly Jones, a great follow on Twitter, he basically said he guarantees this is because Kyrie is pissed, maybe got slapped on the wrist again, or told, hey, all that shit you're posting to your Instagram stories, knock it off. Because he was posting clips of like Jordan Peterson and Jason Whitlock and John Stockton, who I don't really want to get into all the detail and the issues with what they talk about and what they, you know, push as their agendas. He was sharing that recently. So was he told, what are you doing? Mm. Not this again. Uh-uh. And he's over it. And he wants to be, you know, his quote unquote free man and his free thinking and all that. Possibly, right?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I didn't realize that was a thing. I definitely thought the 5-game suspension was a part of it where he was reprimanded for what he did.
But that was a long time ago. Now.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Yeah. It was November. Right. why wouldn't he do it immediately after that? I'm sure that planted a seed, just like there's been many seeds planted in his head and Kevin Durant's head for whatever reason that they're thinking. But that sounds feasible that he wants to do his own thing, because it does seem like they're playing, as you said, the record was good. They're playing basketball. Crazy to think that they were just playing basketball and putting their heads down. And I just thought, yeah, he would be trying to play for another max contract because he's going to be a free agent this offseason. At the beginning of the season, I said that Kyrie would be the biggest name traded because nobody seemingly wanted to play there. But when he wasn't getting the offer and he wasn't signed long term and they started playing well, I was ready to eat my words. The idea that they offered him a contract even with whatever stipulations – that's kudos to them for trying to make it work. Honestly, for the Nets trying to make it work and not just trying to deal him, I wonder what he could possibly get back in a trade package now. What the hell is his value right now leading into the trade deadline?
Yeah, we can get to potential landing spots for a Kyrie trade. I mean, our team's going to talk themselves into him and his talented play that he is, still maintains the level that he's at. I'm sure, even though you have all this sort of, call it baggage, red flags that pop up with this guy left and right. He tweeted before this news broke, because I want to just go see, oh, what's Kyrie tweeting? And like, look, you can do your head in with trying to decipher some of these things. But he wrote, this is Kyrie, again, at 1 o'clock today, to my peers, just be yourself and grow. Keep people around who celebrate you unconditionally and appreciate all of the hard work that gets put in. Distance yourself from the folks who manipulate, hate, and hurt. And then his little sign off there. Again, I have no clue when it comes to Kyrie if that tweet was timed and has something to do with the then news breaking an hour or two after from Shams and everybody that he's requested a trade. Is he trying to distance himself from the Nets? Or who on the Nets is he trying to distance himself from because of who knows why?
I don't want to speculate either. It's hard not to when you start thinking about it. But really, when it comes down to it, he's leaving. It sure feels like the Nets have to distance themselves now. I guess the idea is, what the hell are you going to get back for him? Mm-hmm. Is somebody going to take a chance? Or even if you're the Nets, do you simply eat this and say, it's up to you right here, right now? Do you want to play for a title here with Kevin Durant for the next 3 months and earn yourself a contract, or sit? I mean, do they give that ultimatum to him? Because I just
the Nets have a lot of experience with these type of things. Amazing,
right? Well, yeah. I just wonder what they're going to get back from it. The question comes up then: do we trade Kevin Durant? Even I mean, he's not going to be extremely happy with this. I assume Kyrie did this on his own. But it just feels like, a real dagger in the back of Kevin Durant as well. They signed there together to do this thing together. Kyrie's his own dude, and he obviously can do what he wants. But now, you know, a couple seasons here have been lit on fire. Mm-hmm. And I wonder what the Nets front office does. Like, you know, we'll get to all the trade packages, but I mean, if you give him the ultimatum, play for your next contract for the next 4 months, you know, I say 4 months, like the idea that they can try and go deep into the postseason, or yeah, stay home. I wonder if they're thinking that, or it's obviously trade him for, you know, 50 cents on the dollar.
Right.
Yeah, something not great.
I mean, you keep saying this idea, this concept of like, come on, man, just play, and then you can make a big contract with. I don't think the Nets want to give him his next contract.
They gave him an offer.
Well, I guess they did with who knows what these stipulations are. It's a good point. That's fair. And he is great. I mean, he's obviously amazing. But holy crap! At a certain point, you've got to be like, I'm tired of this. Like this is just this is toxic. Obviously, to trying to win a championship, to have a guy that hey, he might be good for a couple weeks, might be good for a month or two, and then this. It all ignites again.
Yeah, yeah. And I know we talked about them as a legit championship contenders in November, December, January, really, you know, January. And I didn't want to buy it because of exactly that. I thought they had to move on. They had to. You got like they had to move on, you know, at the beginning of the season when both their superstars wanted out. And then they sat down with Kevin Durant. Fine, you stick around. Kyrie, earn your contract. Fine, you stick around.
Fine, we'll fire the coach. Fine, that's okay.
Yeah. Right. But here we are, and it was just 2 months. We got 2 good months of Kyrie Irving playing basketball where it was quiet. And, I totally agree. I mean, I'm even shocked to see that they offered a contract, stipulations or not. I bet he was just pissed off with the stipulations. I don't know if there was a social media cap. Like you can only tweet / Instagram story 4 times a day, or if the guarantees were about games played or whatever. It seems like those stipulations were, games played or who knows? Who knows with Kyrie?
Who knows? I mean, this is wild to think that the Brooklyn Nets have had three superstars, I mean,
Hall of Famers,
all stars, probably Hall of Famers, request a trade, three of them, three separate times within basically a calendar year, right? Going back to Harden doing it, getting traded for Ben Simmons, KD doing it during the summer, and then walking back that one, and now Kyrie saying, look, trade me here before the deadline or I'm out of here in free agency. So if you want to get something for me, go nuts. Wow.
Yeah, and isn't it a bit of a I say it's a stab in the back of Kevin Durant, but a stab in the back of the ownership as well, at least buying into him. They were celebrating him, Joe Tsai celebrating Kyrie Irving, like trying to get behind him when he was playing basketball. And I know no one owns Kyrie Irving, and he can do what he wants, but at the same time, it felt like they were together for a bit. they were on the same page, but who the hell knows what's going on behind closed doors? Who is the reason for three guys requesting a trade? As you said, the first time it would happen with James Harden, it seemed like it was Kyrie Irving was the cause of everything.
Right.
When Kevin Durant did it, was it Kyrie or was it ownership or was it Steve Nash?
Man, seems to be a common denominator, possibly.
Well, yeah, but Jacques Vaughn was the coach all of a sudden, and it all was good.
It's very true. Very true.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. you can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, let's get to like potential trade packages.
Yeah, baby! That's what everybody wants to talk about. That's the best part of this terrible emergency podcast.
I mean, okay, well, let's start with, is any team in the right mind going to trade for Kyrie? Let's start there.
You got to be desperate.
Okay.
I think the Lakers are desperate enough. Maybe this is wishful thinking that we see another trade just from a selfish point of view. Mm-hmm. But they are not winning as constructed. That's clear. They can't. They're not winning anything. Their timeline is very, very, very short. Mm-hmm. I think Rob Pelinka can talk himself into saying it worked with LeBron before. And it's just it's a short runway here. He doesn't have to, we don't have to sign him to an extension right away, do we? Depending on what they give back. But if you don't have to give back a lot, why not give that a shot? Is that ridiculous?
No, incredibly not. It feels like we're just going to get to Kyrie Irving on the Lakers. Like we thought a long time ago, and it just took way longer than maybe anticipated. But it's going to take a pick in the future, maybe two picks for a player of his caliber, despite the baggage that comes with him. Not cheap in the sense, but are you really convinced that if Kyrie Irving is on the Lakers team with AD and LeBron, like that's championship caliber?
It's better than what they have. It's a risk. It's a risk that they get bad real quick because there's been three trade requests in the last year. So three trade requests in the last 12 months. It's freaking unbelievable. So you take a risk of implosion with the Lakers too, for sure. But don't you think it's worth the risk? I know it sounds crazy, but they're not winning. Would you rather trade a first for a Buddy Hield if he's available or somebody like that while Kyrie's ceiling is a lot higher?
Mm. I mean, Westbrook is involved in this hypothetical trade.
Yeah.
It's the whole other part, which means like that's sort of you're attaching a pick to get off of Westbrook's contract.
Yes. Well, it's expiring.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, the Nets are going to want an asset back, but they are not in a point from trading from a position of leverage here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Kyrie and Kessler Edwards in the trade machine. Just I threw it out there. Just an additional contract to make it work with Russ, plus the pick, plus a protected pick. I think you go for it if you're the Lakers. I think that one is somewhat logical. It's not logical. Nothing here is logical. The Lakers have to go for it, I think, and that's the best player available. There's no doubt about that. I mean, what are they going to ask him to do? What's going to be part of his contract in LA? Social media tweets only between 4 and 6 p.m. or right, like, you know, right, with an assistant at your side. It's tough to say, but you know, yeah, it seems like the best match for me right now.
Okay, what about? I mean, that's the most, you know, commonly talked about trade here: Kyrie to the Lakers because of the Russ contract, because of those picks. Are there any other teams though that could like swoop in here that would want to swoop in here and try and get Kyrie quote unquote cheap? Because of this weird situation where he suddenly wants out a week before the deadline. Like, is it the Clippers? Is it another team? Like, who you got?
That's the team I was going to say. Tell me if I'm crazy. Tell me if I'm absolutely nuts by saying the Clippers are also at a point where year four here with the Kawhi, Paul George experiment, they've been looking for a point guard to help them out. They need to do something. They want to do something. Is it enough? Maybe not, but they're also at the end of their rope, I think. So they would have to cobble together a lot more cheaper contracts. I saw, going through the old trade machine. Basically, the best player I think that they would give up is Terrence Mann, which, you know, isn't all that exciting for the Nets, I'm sure. Although, you know, Mann has been solid and they probably wouldn't want to give him up, but Mann and then a few of their wings would work in Marcus Morris, Kennard, and Batum. Those four plus maybe a pick, some sort of pick, would work. They do have some picks, although they, you know, they did a lot with the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander trade for Paul George. Kind of makes sense to me.
These are definitely like, they're Hail Marys, right?
Right.
And it's like you're just chucking it up and just closing your eyes, crossing your fingers that it will all work out, because this is a very talented yet all over the map type of individual. And it's like it could work for a little bit. Maybe it's fantastic. And then obviously the opposite can happen where it feels like it could be one tweet or one Instagram story or one comment that he says that he feels like he has to tell the world that suddenly your franchise is in disarray, and you've upset your fans and everything. So yeah, Clippers, I mean, there's a hole there. There's a need for a point guard like him. That's where that makes sense. I'm seeing people here in the stream team. Shout out to everybody joining us live. Hit the like button, subscribe if you haven't here, but like people throwing out, wow, Luka needs that second star. Is that Kyrie? You know, there's a lot of talk about the Raptors. Could Masai suddenly be interested in Kyrie and get in there? You're shaking your head, it feels like, at a lot of these.
That's just been my permanent position for the last 20 minutes. Yeah. I've just been shaking my head. You called the desperation a Hail Mary. Those organizations are not in that mode. I don't think either of those organizations in the Raps or the Mavs, who some might think they're desperate, would make a move like that. I think the Raps are ready to pounce on the Kevin Durant possibility. I wouldn't count that out, that Kevin Durant would be traded as well. I know that sounds also crazy.
But you're saying like within the week? It's like the Nets go, all right, well, Kyrie wants out of here. Let's get whatever we can get for him. And then, hey, KD, sorry, man, looking around. It's like the Will Smith meme where he's just in the living room and it's all cleared out and he's just standing on the carpet. And it's like, all right, KD, I guess we'll trade you too. I don't know.
It's deja vu.
The Nets were good. The Nets were a championship contender. Now, a lot of people pushed back on that, said, are they? When will Kyrie turn into Kyrie again? But obviously, talent-wise, they were, you know, one of the best teams in the league there for a good stretch until KD went down.
So the Brooklyn Nets were a championship contender last year. When Kevin Durant went down, they were first in the Eastern Conference. In the offseason, he said, I am done here. They were a championship contender the year before when they went to the second round and lost in Game 7 in the first year there of the experiment with James Harden and Kyrie Irving, and didn't get too far because of the injuries, really. It seems like they would have beat the eventual champions in the second round there. So this is, it's not surprising that they're good at basketball when they do play, but this is deja vu. We were here 6 months ago in August talking about Kevin Durant wanting out. It'd be dumb of us to think that that's changed, that he wants to be there long term. And I know it sounds crazy. It does sound crazy that Kevin Durant would want out or that they would trade Kevin Durant. But I wonder if Kevin Durant's value could ever be higher. I mean, he is playing his best basketball. He's only going to be older in the offseason when deals like that for superstars happen more often. But this is a unique situation. I can't remember a situation ever like this in the NBA where guys want out. So it does sound crazy, but I would say that the Raptors wouldn't jump on this Kyrie thing.
Doesn't feel like Kyrie fits into the Raptors culture.
No, even the Mavs, although he's a second star, do you think that Cuban would take a shot? He would take that much of a risk? He's a risk
It honestly,
taker.
It just gets down to how cheap are we talking about for Kyrie here? I mean, and when we say cheap, I mean, contracts have to come back. But in the sense of like, you're not giving back too much talent, too many picks. Have the Nets reached a breaking point here where they're like, well, we know he's leaving in the offseason. He just told us. we don't care to convince them otherwise. We're done with this. So let's just move them. And like you said, that's not a power position to be in, but it's like a, hey man, just take our losses, get something back. We've got KD, you know, we've got Ben, we've got Claxton, you know, we've got other, we can just, we'll just move forward and hopefully get a pick or two back. It's just like, to me, it's like, how little would it take to get Kyrie on one of these teams, the Mavs, whatever team, like Clippers? I think teams would take a chance. They take the risk for his talent, but I don't think they're giving up the farm for it. You know, this is not Mitchell packages. This is not Gobert packages, like not even close.
Right. No, not even close. The more we talk about it, it seems like there's one team that would offer the most because they're at a point of desperation. And also because there's been one individual in the history of the NBA that's gotten the most out of Kyrie Irving. And that's been enough of a powerful figure to put his arm around Kyrie and just, you know, take him to the promised land. And that's LeBron. Will Rob Pelinka think that one first round pick, you know, depending on the protections, is worth it? Probably. At this point of the game, it feels like they're desperate enough. Now, we got to think about the other side too. Does Kyrie want to play with LeBron again? Does he want to be the little brother? Maybe not. He despised it when he was in Cleveland, and I can't just assume that he'd want to play there. So, dude, they could make the trade and he not show up. He doesn't have a no trade clause. He can't veto anything. But at the same time, you could see him not showing up. I don't think that's right. out of the question.
Another team that people are throwing in the chat here, and you've seen like any time a big name becomes available or whatever, is Pat Riley and Spoelstra and the Miami Heat. You know, getting in there, seeing who they could get. And acquiring talent like his. That's always a possibility. I haven't fired up any sort of trade machine to get Kyrie on the Heat. But I guess Pat Riley is always lurking. So sure.
Yeah, I didn't go that far down the trade machine rabbit hole. I got to both LAs. I did my LA work and then I was done. And our man Jerome here chiming in behind the scenes saying that Tyronn Lue, Clippers head coach, as the other Kyrie whisperer,
right.
They obviously have the relationship winning that championship together. But that's different, I think, than LeBron. I don't know. Again, he may hate the idea of playing with LeBron again. Who the heck knows?
The Phoenix Suns, too, is one that is continually being thrown around. You know, even this idea of like moving Chris Paul to the Nets, Kyrie coming back to the Suns, other moving pieces. Like, look, is it Crowder in there? Is it Cam Johnson? There are picks. The Suns, new owner. You want to make a splashy move? Kyrie alongside Booker. Woo!
Yeah, baby.
Sure, it's spicy, but...
It's spicy. Chris Paul's salary doesn't line up, but it's not too far. So they could make it work, especially with a team that doesn't necessarily value the draft the way other teams do. So maybe willing to give one of their picks or have less protections on their picks, and they have all their picks. James Jones has kept them all in the cupboard, and it feels like their window is closing as currently constructed, but giving up Chris Paul plus a pick and plus some other fodder, I guess it makes sense. Who wants to take that risk? And we're also talking about a rental here. Unless he signs an extension. And if they want to sign him to an extension, too.
Yeah, I am terrified about this. Warren Entertainment here in the stream team. 30 minutes from now, Kyrie will say, you know what? I changed my mind. I love the Nets. I want to retire here. It's fun to joke about, but there is a small little part of me that's like, it's possible. Like, I almost didn't want to do an emergency podcast because I was like, give it an hour. Give it an hour and we'll be good. But we'll learn more of this story. What really set this off? Why now? What was the reasoning? What is this, like, this contract that was thrown his way with these stipulations that have pissed him off? Did it have to do with these Instagram stories? We'll learn. It'll come out over the weekend, over the next couple weeks. But I mean, I guess if I'm a betting man, jeez, don't do that with Kyrie. But if I am, the Nets will move him here. They'll move him. He's like completely, I mean, we can't have every superstar on your team demanding a trade and then turning around being okay with it. So I mean, I think I tweeted out, Kyrie to the Lakers. Let's just save everybody the hassle of a week of speculation. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. They have picks. They've got contracts. You can make it. This can be a reality here.
Yeah.
So if I'm betting, I'm going that.
Rob Pelinka is on his lawn. He's got a sign. Got picks. Got contracts. Will trade. Oh, let's make it work. I think... Yeah, you got to be in that mindset where you got to go for it this season. Mm-hmm. Because he's not signed for next season. He may not want to play for your team next season. He may not want to play basketball next season. Now, that's total speculation. I'm just surprised that we're at this point with the way that they've played and we're gelling. And he was a fourth quarter assassin for a while. But I agree. I would give it after today. I would expect him to be dealt. It's amazing.
It's really amazing. Well, let's hear from everybody, either watching, listening later. You can tweet at us at No Dunks Inc. Your thoughts on the Kyrie requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. Here we go again with these Nets. You tell us, where is he going? Where do you want him to go? What's your best trade package? Let us know in the comments. Like I said, tweet them in. You guys have been great here in the stream team.
I got off the treadmill for Kyrie. And I know you got a long run coming tomorrow, Skeets.
I was walking out the door, Tass, with my dog. I was about to take Luna for a walk. So Luna is really pissed off with Kyrie. Yeah, that walk got shut down real quick.
Is she going to demand a trade from your house?
My dog's going to demand a trade from my house. Wow. Jeez. Yeah.
I would hope not. I heard there's a house down the street. It's got a
bigger
nice
yard.
bigger yard. They got other toys that they could trade for Luna. Maybe not as great a dog, but they have a dog that they could trade for Luna.
Oh, I'm never trading my dog. We're no way, man. Are you crazy? You can give me 100 dogs for this dog. Not a chance, but I'll get out there. I mean, when I shared it in the Slack, the first thing I shared, I thought it was a joke. I was like,
right,
this might be a joke tweet. Here it is. I said, this can't be true because it was from Underdog NBA. That's what I first saw, at least. Shout out to Underdog. Kyrie Irving has requested a trade from the Nets. And then, of course, I went right to Shams. And he had it. Hence why Underdog, I'm sure, had it. And then Jerome wondering if he should jump on a plane and get down here from Toronto as we get ready for trade deadline
week. You also walked out of the studio saying, get ready, big week next week, trade deadline week. And I said, I was thinking, come on. We may get a Marvin Bagley trade on Tuesday, but it'll be trade deadline day on Thursday. And then all of a sudden this hits in. Be ready to stop your run, turn it around tomorrow because...
Wow.
Who the heck knows?
Kyrie's getting traded on the weekend. I don't know. Hopefully not. Hopefully we have a little bit of time.
I can't wait to find out the contract that they offered him and that he turned down. That feels like a bit of a slap in the face to the franchise.
Well, you don't know what it is. Could be a slap in the face to him. That's how he's probably taking it.
Well, they offered him a long-term deal. Yeah, I don't know the dollar figures for sure. That's part of it. But if the stipulations are you got to play in games, I mean, is that too much to ask? It depends on the money, the dollar figures. But it seems like if there's like we talked about guarantees, those guarantees usually mean getting to a certain amount of games per season. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Usually. But when it comes to Kyrie, this could be like a very specific thing that set them off here. I mean, I'm convinced they are linked, all of this, and we'll find out. We'll wrap up this podcast and we'll probably be back in an hour after he's traded to the frickin' Denver Nuggets for all I know. Who knows, man? Wild stuff. Again, thanks everybody for joining us live here. Jerome, you got any thoughts on this?
Yeah, Jerome.
It was such a nice Friday. we got some comments in there, and I went to check it. We have an update from Mark Stein, small one. Okay. The Lakers and Mavericks are among the teams Brooklyn is expected to engage in Kyrie Irving trade talks as next Thursday's 3 p.m. trade deadline approaches, league sources say.
Okay, so they're in the, you know, they're the front runners right now in the Kyrie Irving sweepstakes. My God, wow. Wow.
I will go get packed right now.
Yeah. When are you coming down? Tuesday. Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh. The whole league is going to be Tuesday. The whole league is going to be completely different by then.
Yeah.
I'm trying to reverse it by saying everything's going to change and hopefully we get a quiet, nice weekend.
There you go. Don't bet on it. All right. Well, we'll wait to see where Kyrie goes. We will be back, unless we're back with another emergency podcast, on Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern. We do our NBA weekend winners and losers. That may be pushed down the rundown. I assume we might be starting with the Kyrie Irving news here, and we'll have to hear from TK and his thoughts on the matter, and maybe we'll know a whole lot more about that contract that they offered him or what has created this trade request from
Kyrie Irving for Spencer Dinwiddie and Christian Wood. Works in the trade machine.
What about Bertans, Tim Hardaway, and a pick for Kyrie Irving? I saw somebody throwing that out. A lot less sexy than yours.
Dinwiddie back to the Nets. They don't want to pay Christian Wood. Make it happen.
All right. Perfect time to wrap it up with some crazy, wild Mavs-Nets trades. Guys, thank you. We will see you on Monday. Are we doing Clipper Bros here? He might go to the Clippers. We probably should hear from the Clipper Bro himself.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. And remember, there's still some Friday left. Go enjoy it.
Brace your weekend, people.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.